很欢喜能够来到西雅图，能够在这个地方一同来传讲福音。
It is with great joy I'm here in Seattle to preach the gospel of God.
我们很感谢神，他爱我们。
We thank God that He loves us.
他要我们每个人都能够回到他的家中。
And He desires for each one of us to return back to His home.
福音就是一个好消息。
The gospel is the good news.
福音就讲到神爱我们。
And gospel speak of God's love for us.
他要我们每一个他所造的人都能够回到他的身边。
That everyone who is created by Him can return to Him.
因为他是我们的父亲。
Because He is our Father.
让我们来读一节圣经。
Let's read one scripture, one verse together.
在路加福音第十九章第十节。
That is in Gospel according to Luke chapter 19, verse 10.
路加福音第十九章第十节。
Chapter 19, verse 10.
坐在朋友旁边的弟兄姊妹可以帮助朋友来翻到圣经。我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。我们再读一遍。
Let's read it again.
人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。人子就讲到主耶稣。
The Son of God is Jesus.
主耶稣为什么要来到这个世上？
And why did Jesus come to this world?
这节圣经告诉我们，他就来寻找拯救世上的人。
And this verse clearly tells us that he has come to seek and save the lost.
今年是2005年。
And this year is 2005.
最近他们世界上都在纪念爱因斯坦去世50周年。
And the world is celebrating the passing away of Einstein for 50 years.
在100年以前也是爱因斯坦发表相对论这个论文的100年。
And they also celebrated the 100 year anniversary of Einstein's relative theory.
这个科学界上都很重视这个日子。
And the world of science paid close attention to this particular day.
那个时候他发表这个论文的时候只有26岁。
And he was 26 when he published this theory.
我们26岁的时候可能还什么都不太懂的时候。
And perhaps when we were 26 we didn't know much.
在1933年他是住在德国的犹太人。
And back in 1933 he was a Jew living in Germany.
当这1933年希特勒上了台以后
And after Hitler took control in 1933,
他就逼迫这些犹太人
He persecuted all the Jews.
所以这个爱因斯坦他就来到美国东部这个 Princeton 那个地方继续做他的研究工作。
So Einstein fled to America and continued his research in Princeton University.
有一天他这个工作的地方他的研究所就接到电话有人问可不可以告诉爱因斯坦的地址住在什么地方
And one day his office received a phone call whether they can inform them of Einstein's address
这个院长这个秘书呢说这院长不在那么他很抱歉不能告诉这个爱因斯坦这个住家的地址。
So the secretary told them that since the head of department's not here, they cannot tell them the address of Einstein.
那个电话，这个秘书在电话这边呢，就听见那边有一个声音很轻轻的说。
And yet she heard a very soft voice on the other side of the phone saying.
他说你不要告诉别人。
He says, "Don't tell anyone else."
我就是爱因斯坦。
But I'm Einstein.
我想回到家，但是我忘了我家的地址在什么地方，我都忘了。
I want to go home, but I forgot where I live.
所以我们看到，好像看见，好像是很好笑。
And it seems very funny.
这个好像是不是也是我们世界上的人的这个话呢？
Could it be also the words of many in this world?
我们想回家。
That we want to go home.
但是我们不知道我们的家在什么地方了。
But we don't know where is our home.
这就是世上的人。
And that is someone who's lost.
Lost 了。
And they're lost.
不知道应该到什么地方去了。
They don't know where they should go.
我们在人 有三个很重要的问题我们应该知道的。
You know, as a man, you have three very important questions that you need to answer.
我们要知道我们人是从哪里来的。
First of all, you need to know where has man come from?
你是从哪里来的？
Where did you come from?
我们第二个问题说我们活在这个世上是为什么？
Secondly, what is the purpose of our existence?
我们第三问题要知道我们人死了以后要到哪里去。
And the third question being, after we die, where do we go?
这三个问题。
And these three questions,
你从哪里来的？
Where you come from?
你现在在世上你要做什么？
What are you doing in the world?
你离开世界以后你要到什么地方去？
And where are you going after you depart from the world?
如果我说我这三个问题我都不知道。
And if I say I don't know any answer to any of these questions,
我也不知道我从哪里来的。
I don't know where I come from.
我也不知道我活在世上要做什么。
I don't know why I live in this world.
我也不知道我死了以后到什么地方去。
I don't know where I'm going after I depart from the world.
我就是一个世上的人。
Then I am someone who's lost.
朋友。
And dear friends.
你是不是对这个三个问题都有一个深刻的了解呢？
Do you have a deep understanding for these three questions?
你是不是觉得自己是一个世上的人呢？
Do you feel that you are someone who's lost?
神告诉我们，
God has told us,
人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。
That the Son of Man has come to save and seek the lost.
感谢神。
And we thank God.
耶稣来到世界上不是告诉我们怎么做一个好人。
That Jesus did not come to this world to tell us to be a good man.
而不是做一个道德高尚的人。
To be a moral man.
耶稣要先对你说你是个世上的人。
And first of all, he's telling you that you are lost.
你需要耶稣。
You need Jesus.
耶稣在寻找你。
Because Jesus is seeking you.
耶稣要拯救你。
He wants to save you.
他来就是要寻找拯救世上的人。
Because he has come to save and seek the lost.
所以我们看到人之所以失落是因为他不知道他从哪里来的。
And we see that man is lost because they don't know where they come from.
可能直到现在为止还是很多人都说人是进化来的。
Perhaps to this day people think that they're evolved.
但是我们现在越来越觉得这个人不是自然从进化而来的。
But gradually we found that it's not true.
所以现在跟朋友传福音，
And now as we preach gospel to friends,
尤其从大陆来的这个受过无神论几十年教育的这些青年人。
And especially to people who came from mainland China under the rule of atheism.
过了一段时间以后他们就自己觉得哎呀不对啊，过去小的时候受的教育好像这个不是从猿猴变来的。
And gradually they will realize that perhaps we did not evolve from monkeys.
他就慢慢就很快就能够觉得一定宇宙中间有一位造物，一位智慧的，能造我们世界和人类的。
And soon they realize that perhaps there is a creator in this universe.
昨天晚上我们在教会里头也有福音聚会。
And last night we also had a gospel meeting in the church.
有几个刚刚在福音营信了主的这个弟兄姊妹他们起来做见证。
And there were some who were just saved in the gospel camp and rose up and gave testimonies.
有一个过去做过医生的就说我现在知道神真是很奇妙。
And one who used to be a physician said that I now realize that God is really
wondrous. 我现在我经过思想以后明白了我们实在是神造了我们。
And now I thought and I understand clearly that I was created by God.
他说一个人就体温是37度。
And for example, our body temperature is 37 Celsius.
不能多。
You cannot go higher.
不能少。
Or lower.
这个是非常奇妙。
And that is something very marvelous.
多了也不好，少了也不好。
It is not good to go above or below that temperature.
他就从他自己所学过知识领会到这个世界这个宇宙我们人实在是很奇妙。
And from his knowledge of medicine he realized that the creation of man and this creation of universe is very marvelous.
尤其到现在这个 DNA 啊这个东西非常厉害。
especially now the discovery of DNA.
科学家花了很多的力气在研究这个问题。
And scientists have spent much time studying DNA.
越研究越觉得这个人很奇妙。
The more they study, the more they realize that men are very marvelous.
现在科学家可以得出这样的结论。
That they could draw a conclusion.
他说这地球上所有的人类都有同一个父亲。
That everyone in every human being in this world has one father.
在地球上所有的人类都有一个共同的母亲。
That everyone has one common mother.
你想一看，跟圣经上说的不是刚好能够相符合吗？
And doesn't it just match exactly what's being stated in the Bible?
他们花了多少年，多少人力在研究研究。
They have spent so much time and so much manpower to do research.
但是圣经早早的在3500年以前就告诉我们，起初神创造天地。
Yet 3500 years ago, the Bible already told us that in the beginning God has created the world.
我们的祖宗亚当夏娃就是从他一本生出万族。
Our ancestors Adam and Eve, from them all nations came.
可能在100多年以前的话，要讲这话的话。这个进化论的人啊，会说，那、哎、根本就没有科学根据的。
And perhaps if I were to say this 100 years ago, the evolutionists would say I would have no basis for my statement.
但是现在不需要基督徒说。
But now we don't need a Christian to do say such statement.
科学家就是为了这个事情做了见证。
And the scientists have testified for this.
所以很多的就靠 DNA 来决定你是不是这个孩子是不是你的。
So oftentimes they would decide a biological parent by their DNA.
这次最近不是在去年年底在东南亚南亚地方发生一次海啸。
And end of last year we had a tsunami.
水来了以后把很多人都冲到不知道什么地方去了。
And the wave carried many people to different places.
其中也有些孩子一冲的话父母都不知道是在什么地方了。
And some children were lost, were separated from their parents.
所以有一个婴孩的话，很多人都想要这个婴孩。
And there was one infant, many wanted him.
有人说这个孩子是我的。
Some say that this infant is mine.
那个说这个是我的。
Still another says that is mine.
到底谁是他的亲生父母呢？
So who was, in effect, the biological parent?
也不知道他的名字。
We did not know the name of the infant.
所以给他编号说81号婴孩。
So they give him a number, which is number 81.
啊，这个到底谁的？
And who does this infant number 81 belong to?
结果这些人啊，这些来说是他的亲生父母呢，他们做了 DNA 的实验。
So everyone who came to claim this child had to go through a DNA testing.
就确定这个人这对父母就是他的亲生父母。
And they need to verify who is their biological parent.
可能在100年以前。谁也没有把它决定下来。
Perhaps 100 years ago, no man can do such decision.
在美国有一个富翁，他在1995年坐飞机出了事情，掉在大海里头，的尸首就没办法得着。
In 1995, there was a wealthy man who was lost in the ocean after an airplane crash.
他有7亿的财产。
He had $700 million.
啊，他7亿，他相当有钱的。
And he was very rich.
他是美国人，但他在东南亚的地方做生意。
And he was American who did business in Southeast Asia.
所以他生活很浪漫啊。
And so he has a very loose life.
是跟很多的女人都有关系。
He had many children. He had many relations with many women.
啊，所以他有些孩子生了以后，就是这女人就跟他分开了，他再也不管他了。
And he had many children, and after they had relations, the women left him.
那一死了以后，就是打着。官司了。
So after he died, many came for a lawsuit.
好多女人都带着孩子来说，就是他这孩子就是他的孩子。
And many women came and brought their children, saying that this is the wealthy man's child.
怎么能证明呢
？How could they prove it？
尸首没有了。
Because they couldn't find his body.
那么他们就回到这个律师呢，就说到他家里去找找他。 过去住过的地方，能不能找到一些头发啊，一些这什么东西啊，可以来得到他的 DNA 的。
So they went to the lawyer and they went to the house to try to find some hairs that was left in the house. Perhaps from it they would extract DNA.
这个富翁的这些管理财产的人啊，非常聪明，已经是把家里用消毒水全部洗过了，什么 DNA 你都没法拿到。
But the rich man's manager was very smart. He has cleaned thoroughly the house and he could not find a trace of DNA.
怎么办呢？
So what could they do?
打了五年官司。
And they went through a five-year lawsuit.
没有一个结论。
There was no result.
最后有个专家想出一个办法。
And finally, there was an expert who had a solution.
他就找到说，把可能性比较大的八个孩子。
And he gathered the eight most possible children of his.
把他们的 DNA 来测试一下。
And they tested their DNAs.
如果这个八个孩子 DNA 都是一样的。
And if all of them has the same DNA,
那么就证明呢，他们是同一个父亲。
And it would prove that they came from one father.
但是这个也可能是巧合。
But perhaps it might be coincidence.
但是专家说呢，这种巧合的几率啊，大概是1/100,000.
But the expert said that such possibility is only 1 out of 1,000,000.
最后。
And finally.
试验下来有四个孩子的 DNA 是完全 是一样的。
And the result of a DNA testing, four of the children had common DNA.
这是一个强烈的证据。
So that was a very strong evidence.
而且这个孩子的母亲都能够说出过去跟这富翁来往说这些详细的情况。
And the children, their mother can all tell to a very detail their relation with this rich man.
最后这法庭就说对的，这四个孩子就这个富翁跟这些女人所生的。
And finally, the court ruled that these four children belong to this rich man.
他就能够分到这些财产。
And they could partake part of the inheritance.
所以他是有孩子是有从别人而来的。
And if the child came from someone else.
所以我们知道我们人。不是自然而出现在地面上的。
So since a child must come from a parent, so do we.
我们是神所造的。
We are created by God.
是神按照他的形象来造的。
We were created according to the image and likeness of God.
人可以说是万物中间最奇妙、最有智慧的神的创造。
And mankind are the most wonderful and most wise creation of God.
我们想到我们的人啊，实在是很尊贵的。
And if you consider yourself, you will consider you will discover that you are very
noble. 实际上，我们人说呢，是人是万物之灵。
That we are the greatest of all spirits.
啊，这个是非常奇妙的。
And that is something very marvelous.
中国人很喜欢拜祖宗。
And Chinese people likes to worship their ancestors.
可能在北美比较少一些。
Perhaps it's less common in North America.
你要回到国内的广东也好，或者是福建也好，很多人都在拜祖宗。
But if you go to certain province in China, many people worship their ancestors.
那祖宗是什么意思呢？
What is an ancestor?
祖，中国字的祖啊，就是本的意思，本来的意思。
The word in Chinese means the root.
这宗呢，就是根。
And it also It means the root and the source.
啊，你看，祖宗祖宗。
So it's the source and the root.
就是根本。
And that is the foundation, the root.
你就是拜这个你的来源，你的根。
You're worshiping your source, your root.
所以有人，我们很多的说叶落归根。
And just like the fallen leaves, it goes to the ground.
我们死了以后都想回到那根。
And after we die, we all wanted to return to our roots.
很多在北美这个移民啊，死了以后想把他尸体运回到中国他出生的地方，他的根的地方来埋葬。
And many immigrants to North America wanted to carry their body back to their birthplace to be buried.
有一次我们给这个一个还没有信主的一个老先生办这个丧事。
And once we had a funeral for an elderly man who was not saved.
因为他的这个子孙，要求按照教会基督教的仪式能够给他们办。
Because his descendants wanted us to do according to the Christian tradition.
然后他说他这个棺木啊是用铜棺做的，然后希望把这个棺木呢运回到山东老家去安葬。
And the casket was made of copper, and they want to carry it back to Shandong province for it to be buried.
他说花多少钱都没有关系。
It does not matter how much money they would need to spend.
后来殡仪馆跟他说啊，千万千万不能把这棺材运回到山东葬。
And finally, the people from the mortuary told them that you can't do that.
可能过不多时间呢，这棺材就被人家挖出来给你卖掉了。
Because they would take the corpse out and sell the casket.
啊，他就说希望回到他根的地方。
Because this old man wanted to return to his root.
我就问这些拜祖宗的人，说你们拜你们上面多少代的祖宗啊？
And so I asked those people who worship their ancestors, how many generation back do you worship?
他说，可能我们就拜到祖父、曾祖父就差不多了。
They say that perhaps we'll worship our grandfathers and our great grandfathers.
这个家里的地方也不太大。
And because we don't have that many place to display.
不能够再拜曾祖父的祖父，再曾祖父的祖父了，我们就也没有办法了。
We have no place and we cannot worship generations before that.
是你这个心是很好的。
And so they had a good heart and
good intention. 你要拜根本是很好的。
It's good for them to trace back to their roots.
但是谁是我们的根本呢？
But who is really our source?
你的曾祖父从哪来的呢？
Where did your great grandfather come from?
是从你的祖父来的，从你的祖父祖父祖父来的。
And coming from your great great grandfather.
你要追溯到最起初。
If you want to trace all the way back to the beginning.
从哪里来的？
Where they come from?
从神来的。
It came from God.
人从神来才有意义。
That man, because the man came from God, it gives us meaning.
如果人是无缘无故自己出来的，他就没有什么意义。
And if we just came out of nowhere, then we are without any significance.
第二点，我们要看到人之所以失落，因为是人不知道他活着是为什么。
And secondly, we need to realize that the fact that we are lost because we do not know why we're living.
现在在中国大陆啊，他们说啊，这个父母在一起的时候，常常说的是两个事情。中国大陆的父母啊，在谈话的时候就有两个事情。
And they say that the parents in mainland China, in their conversation, usually they would mention two things.
两个事情。
Two things.
一个是孩子，一个是房子。
One thing they would talk about is the child, another is the house.
他们的比谁的房子大。
They will compare with one another whose house is bigger.
谁的房子富丽堂皇。
And whose house is more grand.
在比他的孩子哪个有好的前途。
And they will compare their children who has a better future.
房子孩子。
So it's house and children.
人活着好像是为了孩子房子活着。
It seems like that is their meaning of existence. It's for
house and children. 好多人花了多少力气去买一个房子。
There's so many people strived all to buy a big house.
花了多少精力来养一个孩子。
And putting so much effort to raise a child.
人以为他活着就是为了这些东西。
And they think that that is the purpose of their living.
去年年底的时候，我听到我在上海一个亲戚发生一个很意外的这个不幸的事情。
End of last year, I heard that I have a relative in Shanghai who had an accident.
一个他的孩子28岁，一天突然之间死了。
His child was 28 years old and one day he died suddenly.
平时他跟这些亲戚朋友讲的话，真是以他的孩子为自夸。
And normally he would just so proud and boast about his child.
小孩很好，很听话。
That this child was wonderful. He was very obedient.
从医学院毕业了。
And he graduated from medical school.
正在医院里做实习医生。
He was an intern in the hospital.
而且他也有一个医学院的朋友，他们是准备在今年要结婚的。
And also he was about to marry a friend from whom he met in her medical school.
他要在今年结婚，而且他的父母呢，这个男孩子的父母呢，已经为他们买了一个房子了。
And they're about to get married that year, and they already purchased a house.
啊，真是在人看来是一个最最最最好的孩子。
And everybody regarded him as the best child.
但突然之间就是死掉了。
But all of a sudden he died.
啊，这真是给他这个最大的一个伤心。
And he really grieved.
他正是为了这个孩子把一心都放在他上面。
Because he has given his all to this child.
这个孩子一直住在他跟他住在一起的。
And this child stayed at home all these time.
就是28岁的孩子跟他住在一起。
Even when he was 28 years old, he was still at home.
所以他要早晨要七点钟离开家的话，那么就算好吃饭或者做什么，6:40起来就可以了。
So, if he needs to leave by 7:00 in the morning, he would get up about 6:40.
所以他的妈妈呢，就早早起来为他预备早餐。
And as usual, his mother would get up early and prepare the breakfast for him.
6:30的时候，先就把他叫醒，孩子，你可以醒了。
And they would wake him up about 6:40.
那么他在床上再睡个几分钟，那么6:40就起来了。
And he would delay for a little while and getting up around 6:40.
吃饭。
And they would ask him to eat breakfast. It is all prepared for him.
小孩就坐下吃饭。
And the child would sit down and eat.
到七点钟就应该离开家了。
And then he would depart by 7:00.
这妈妈就站在六楼的窗口，看她的孩子一步一步的往外走，直到看不见人影了，她才回到家，她才坐下来做自己的事情。
And every day the mother would stand by the window on the 6th floor and watch his son walking away steps by step until she cannot see him no more. Then she would return home, do her normal duty.
所以等到他孩子一死的话，那这个父母真是伤心，什么话都不说了，一天到晚就在哭。
And all day they wept and could not speak a word after this child died.
希望没有了。
Because their hope has gone.
活着就是为这孩子。
Because the purpose they were living was for this child.
希望没有了。
And their hope was gone.
难道我们人活着就是为了孩子，为了房子吗？
Is it the purpose of our living just for our children, our house?
不是的。
It is not so.
人活着不是为了这个的。
We do not live for these things.
如果一天我们是为了孩子房子活着，有一天你什么都没法留住的。
If you live for your house, if you live for your children, one day you cannot bring anything with you.
你有钱。
You have money.
你可以买一个最好的床。
You can buy the best bed.
但是你不能买睡眠。
But you cannot buy sleep.
你再好床你睡不着，那就睡不着。
If you have the best bed, but if you have insomnia, that you can't help it.
你可以用钱很多钱买个大房子。
You can have a lot of money to buy a great house.
但是你不能用钱买到一个家。
But you cannot buy a home.
你可以有钱可能吃山珍海味。
You can have money to eat all kinds of tasty food.
但是你没有钱，有钱买不到你的身体健康。
But you cannot buy your health.
你有钱可以送孩子到最好最贵的学校。
You can have the wealth to send your children to the best school.
你不能买到他的道德的品格。
But you cannot buy his characters.
你可以花天酒地，用很多钱请你的朋友来花。
You can spend a lot of money with your friends.
但是你不能买到友情。
But you cannot buy friendship.
你有钱可以买个钻石戒指送给你的女朋友。
You can buy a very big diamond ring for your girlfriend.
但是你买不到爱情。
But you cannot buy love.
你可以有很多钱买到一些很营养的补品。
You can buy the most nutritious food.
但是你买不到你的寿命。
But you cannot buy your longevity.
钱很有用。
And money has a great use.
但是钱不是万能的。
But money cannot do all things.
人活着为钱。
And if we live for money,
你这生是太可惜，太可怜了。
Then your life is so pitiful.
我们是从神来的。
We came from God.
既然我们从神来的。
And since we came from God,
人生必定是有意义的。
Then life must have its meaning.
什么意义呢？
What is the significance?
可以说人生的价值可以用中文用四个字的简单的来包裹。
There are four words in Chinese that describe the value of life.
就是荣神益人。
That is to honor God and to benefit man.
荣耀神。
To honor God.
是我们人的一个重要的意义。
It is a great significance for mankind.
我们是从他来的。
Because we come from him.
神是我们的根本。
That God is our root.
神就是我们的父亲。
God is our father.
所以我们活着呢，就是要像神。
And therefore we need to live like God.
把神的美德能够活出来。
And to manifest his good nature.
把神的公义，把神的爱，把神的这个怜悯、圣洁能够活出来。
And to live out His love, His righteousness, His mercy, and His holiness.
这样，我们在我们身上活出神，神就得到荣耀。
And if we live out God, then God will receive glory.
所以我们看见有很多的这个朋友信了主以后。
And we see many who, after they've been saved,
他们在性格上有改变了。
And their character has changed.
没有爱心的，现在慢慢有爱心了。
And they used to not have much love towards others, now they have more love.
脾气很坏的人，慢慢他的脾气慢慢就好起来了。
And he became more temperate when priorly he was ill-tempered.
那些常常想到自己的人。
And those who used to be selfish.
哦，信了主以后，他的心胸就宽广了。
And now he has a bigger heart.
他不但想到自己，更多的想到别人，更多的想到神。
He thought more about others. He thought more about God.
这不需要人来教的。
It did not need others to teach him.
好像他信了主以后，他里面就有一些生命的改变。
It seems like after he was saved, he had a change in his life.
哦，他就能够在生活里头能够把神的形象能活出来。
That he was able to live out the likeness of God in his life.
有个故事讲到。这个在美国，这个 George Washington 跟他的一个朋友 Peter， 他们是在一个村子里头一个地方长大的。
And there was a story about George Washington. He grew up with his friend Peter in a village.
啊，他后来这个华盛顿就成了美国的第一任总统了。
And later on, George Washington became the first president of the United States.
但是他的朋友呢，同学呢，还留在原来的住的地方呢，他做了传道人了。
And his friend became a pastor, a minister in that village.
两个人相距呢有70 miles 的。
And there's about 70-mile distance between them.
但是他那个朋友 Peter 在他家乡里头做牧师啊，也不是很容易的。
And Peter was not being a minister was not very easy for him.
因为有另外一个人呢 ，Michael 呢，经常找他麻烦。
Because there was someone else by the name of Michael who a lot of times brought trouble to him.
破坏他这个礼拜堂这些房子。
To damage his church buildings.
哦，这个他讲到的时候，他就起来跟他辩。
He would rise up to argue against him when he was preaching.
啊，就是讲这个牧师怎么不好。
And he would speak against his pastor.
后来他这个 Michael 这个朋友呢，犯了这判过罪了。
And later on, Michael was in sentenced.
Traitor. 他是个 traitor.
He was a traitor.
啊，他就是被判了死刑了。
So he was sentenced to death.
那这个他的朋友 Peter 看到这情形呢，他就走了70 miles 到华盛顿去见他的朋友这个华盛顿。
So at this incident, Peter journeyed took the journey of 70 miles to Washington D.C. to see George Washington.
他就请这华盛顿能够特别赦免他的朋友。
He wanted George Washington to pardon his friend Michael.
这华盛顿说他这个案子太过重了，不能够赦免他。
But George Washington says that was a very severe crime. He cannot do that.
我不能给你这个朋友这个赦免他。
I cannot pardon him.
Peter 说我的朋友他不是我的朋友他是我的敌人。
He says, Peter says, no, he's not my friend, he's my enemy.
然后就把他20年当中所经过的这个 Michael 给他这个难处啊他说了一遍。
And Peter told George Washington of all the trouble that Michael had brought him.
华盛顿说我不能赦免你的朋友。
And so George Washington said, I cannot pardon your friend.
但是我可以赦免你的敌人。
But I can pardon your enemy.
那么这样，他这个朋友就得到赦免了。
And then Michael was released.
然后他就陪着这个朋友走70里回到他的家。
And Peter walked with Michael for 70 miles back to the village.
在这个路当中，这个 Michael 就问 Peter 说，你为什么能够陪我 能够为我做这样的事情。
And during that 70-mile journey, Michael asked Peter, how can you do such thing for me?
神在灵在里头感动这个 Michael.
And the Spirit has moved Peter. Michael.
他知道这是神的爱。
And Michael knew that that was the love of God.
他就求 Peter 为他祷告。
And Michael asked Peter to pray for him.
他就信了耶稣基督了。
And he received Jesus.
他是荣耀神。
And that was glorifying God.
这个爱把神的赦免能够带给别人。
Because Peter has brought the love and the forgiveness of God to others.
所以我们信耶稣怎么能够荣耀神呢？
So how as we as a Christian can glorify God?
我们就看到能看到我们在我们身上看到神的一点形象。
And when people can see the image and likeness of God from us,
神就得到荣耀。
And God is glorified.
这就是我们人生的意义。
And that is the significance and meaning of our life.
人生就是要荣耀神。
And to live is to glorify God.
第二个，我们要对人有帮助。
And secondly, we need to edify man.
我们不是光为了我们自己。
We do not live for ourselves.
我年轻的时候很有一个想法。
When I was young, I had a certain thought.
我能够好好学一下科学。
That I want to learn science.
然后我就是弄点发明创造。
Then I would invent something.
我就对人类就有贡献了。
Then I would have a great benefit brought to
mankind. 我对这个社会就有贡献了。
And then I would serve this society.
是，这个当然这个动机、存心都很好。
Of course, the intention was good.
但是还是不够的。
But still, that was insufficient.
我们正是要对人有帮助呢，有一个很重要的。
And there was something very crucial if we want to be edifying to man.
因为人最需要的还不是一些发明创造。
Because what man needs the most is not some inventions.
人最重要的就是他心灵里头能够有神。
Rather, it is having God in their heart.
人这些世上的人能够回到神的家中。
That the lost man can return to the house of God.
如果我们能够把人带到神的面前。
If we can bring man back to God.
这个就是对这个人太有帮助了。
Then that would be a great benefit to that person.
人有困难，你给他钱，当他很谢谢你。
Of course, when you help someone in need with money, then he will thank you.
如果你是个医生，能医好人的病，人家也会谢谢你。
If you can cure someone's sickness, of course they will thank you.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果你能够把一个人，世上的人带回到神的面前，这是对人一个最大最大的一个祝福。
But brothers and sisters, if you can bring a lost one back to God, then that would be the greatest benefit to him.
在 BC 省 Victoria 地方住了一个西国的传教士。
In Victoria Island, there lived a missionary.
他小的年轻的时候在中国传过道。
And he was a missionary in China when he was young.
后来因为共产党就把这个传教士命令他们全部都离开中国了。
And after the communists commanded all the missionaries to depart the country.
后来他就去了台湾。
He later went to Taiwan.
那台湾在做什么呢？
And what did he do in Taiwan?
他有个特别的工作。
He had a special mission.
他一个人他没有结婚。
He was not married.
所以他的家里头啊，就很多街上流浪的 teenager 或者是这些青年人来到他的家中。
So he took in many homeless teenagers or young people from the street.
因为这些孩子在街上啊，没有人管他们。
Because these people had no one to care for them.
他们就在街上街上一帮一帮的话，怎么抢也好，偷也好，做很多的坏事。
And they would join gangsters and do a lot of crimes.
父母不要他。
And the parents did not want them.
社会也不要他。
The society did not want them.
他们也经过监狱。
They have gone through prison, imprisonment.
放出来以后也没有地方可去。
And they have no place to go after they came out of prison.
这位妙弟兄就收留他们。
And therefore this brother Mel took them in.
一个、两个、十个、八个。
One, two, eight, and ten of them.
很多他就收留这些青年人到他的家中。
And he took in many, many such young people to his home.
你想看这个是一个多么艰巨的工作。
And what a difficult job that must be.
这些不良少年呢、在这个家中并不是规规矩矩的。
And because they were not very they will not abide by the rules.
有一个就够你麻烦的了。
One is good enough for you.
有十个八个，你怎么能对付得了？
How can you handle 8 and 10 of them?
这个妙叔叔真是有神的爱。
Yeah, but this Uncle Mel has such a love of God.
很长时间就做这段工作。
For a very long time, that's all he did.
有段时间他的家是在这个 社区的当中，街坊都很烦这些人啊。
Sometimes, for a period of time, he lived in the community, and people in the community did not like these people.
后来他就搬走到一个远的人比较少的地方，房子更大点，收留更多的人到他的家中。
So he moved to a rural area, then he has bigger house and a bigger place to take in more people.
很多的人得到他的帮助。
Many received his help.
生命改变。
And their life was changed.
听到神的福音。
And they heard the gospel of God.
他们相信了主。
They believed God.
从一个社会不要的人
from a cast out of society
成为一个有用的人
become someone who is useful to the society
成为神的儿女
to become a child of God
所以等到他80岁生日的时候
and when a brother Mel was 80 years old
人家到他家里去为他庆祝
and people celebrated his 80th birthday
他就指给弟兄姊妹看
he pointed he showed these brothers and sisters
墙上挂满了各地方他帮助过的孩子给他的生日卡
and the wall was covered by the cards of all these people who used to receive his help
他一生就是没有结婚
and he did not marry for the
一个人过
and he was just single
他不但自己很快乐
Not only he was happy
还帮助了很多人
He helped many others
你说这个是不是比一个有亿万财产的人更值得我们来羡慕呢
Isn't he better than a billionaire?
荣神益人
It is to honor God and is to edify man
所以人活着是有意义的
Therefore there is meaning for our existence
如果没有神
Without God
你没有耶稣
Without Jesus
可以说你活得实在是很辛苦的。
Then your life would be very difficult.
即使你今天有点成就。
Even though you may have some accomplishment today.
今天你的世界上有点地位，有点得着。
Maybe you have some gain in your career.
但是再过几十年呢？
But what about a decade later?
这些东西到什么地方去了呢？
Where would this go?
再多的财富你能带到什么地方呢？
Where can you bring all your wealth?
再高的地位你有什么用呢
And what is a high position
再高的成就这些发明创造过几年以后过十几年以后也全部都过去了
After some years, some decades your inventions, your accomplishment were all passed away
基督徒的人生是个积极的人生
And the life of a Christian is a life with an aggressive life
荣耀神帮助人
It is to honor God and to edify man
所以我们信耶稣并不是说为了我们将来、我们神的保佑不会生病孩子都很听话什么都好也不是为了这个目的、啊、
So to believe in Jesus is not for the purpose that God will protect us our home, our children That is not so
我们要在世界中间来做光做盐对人有帮助
Rather it is to be the light and to be the salt of this world to edify man
第三点我们要看到人之所以失落
And thirdly, we want to know that what the reason why men are lost.
因为他不知道死了以后他到什么地方去。
Because he does not know where he's going after depart from the world.
既然不知道怎么办呢？有很多人说人死如灯灭。
And many says that when a man dies, just like a lamp goes out.
前几个月我们到上海去的时候。
And a few months ago, I went to Shanghai.
在公园里头碰到一个也不认识的人，就坐下来跟他谈一谈耶稣基督的福音。
I sat down in a park and started talking to someone I didn't know.
哎，我们就问他说，你死了以后怎么办呢
？I talked to him about Jesus and I asked him, "What do you do after you die?"
他说，你不要想那么多。
He says, "Well, don't think so much."
死了以后就没有了。
Because after you die, you just disappeared.
就没有了。
It is non-existent.
怎么跟他讲也没法通啊。
And you cannot convince him.
当然我们时间很短也不可能跟他这个谈了很多了。
My time was very limited. I could not speak to him more.
既然人死如灯灭为什么很多人死的以前都那么恐惧那么害怕呢
And if truly you die just like a lamp goes out, why would man be so fearful at the moment of death?
这些人说这话的时候啊，都是他身体比较好的时候说的。
Those people who say dying is just like lamb going out, it's just he said when he was well.
我很少，我去这个医院里就看病人啊，很少说碰到有个病人说，哎，没关系，人死如灯灭，很轻松的我就可以走了。
When I visit a patient in the hospital, very rarely do I hear him saying, "Well, dying is just like a lamb goes out."
不管他信不信。
Whether he is a Christian or not,
能不能为我祷告啊？
He would say, "Can you pray for me?"
啊，没有一个人什么勇敢的面对死亡视死如归的。
And no one is so courageous in the face of death.
是我们心里都明白。
And because in our hearts we all knew.
人死了以后不是什么如灯就灭掉了。
That dying is not like a lamb going out.
我们有永远。
Because we have eternity.
神造我们的时候把永远放在我们里面。
For God created us and He put eternity in our hearts.
即使你没有上过学校的，也知道人死了以后一定有一个地方要去的。
Even if you're not educated, you know that there is somewhere that we're going to go after we die.
如果我们没有神，没有耶稣，你到什么地方去啊？
Without God and Jesus, where do you go?
圣经说，人人都有一死。
But the Bible says that every man has a death.
死后且有审判。
And there will be judgment after death.
这不是我在吓唬朋友的。
It is not that something I'm trying to say to scare you. But that is the word of God.
人是从神来的。
Because man came from God.
神有一天要问你，你活在世界上，你做的是什么？
One day God is going to ask you when you lived, what did you do?
要面临审判。
And you need to face judgment.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
圣经就告诉我们，当我们信了主的人。
The Bible tells us those who believe in Jesus.
我们知道我们是从神来的。
We know that we came from God.
我们活着是为了荣耀神，要对人有益处。
That to live is to honor God and edify man.
我们离开这世界以后，我们是回到父的神的家里去了。
And to depart is to return to the house of my father.
所以基督徒真是一个有荣耀盼望的人。
Therefore, for Christians, they are the one with a glorious hope.
因为他不害怕。
Because he's not afraid.
因为他知道离开世界以后是到回到家中。
Because he knows that to depart is to return to the house of his father.
有一个基督徒，他那个时候还没怎么信主。
There was a Christian who was not, before he was saved.
他的母亲有一天要离开世界了。
And his mother was about to depart the world.
病了很长时间。
She was sick for a very long time.
在将要过中国新年的时候。
And at the time of a Chinese New Year.
那个时候他的病已经非常重了。
He was very ill.
但是他的母亲是基督徒。
But she was a Christian.
所以在最后一天。
And so the very last day,
就在过年前的最后一天,
it was a Chinese New Year Eve.
他这个孩子，这儿子跟媳妇就想到外头去买一点东西，好好的过一个中国年。
Her son and her daughter-in-law wanted to go in the market to buy something, prepare for the Chinese New Year.
所以他一早就要出去买。
And so they need to leave by early morning.
但他母亲说，不要不要了，你们都不要出去。
And the mother said, "Don't. None of you should leave today."
他说我的身体很不好。
Because I really not doing very, very well.
我今天就要离开世界的。
Today I shall depart this world.
这个孩子，这个儿子对他说，不会不会的，妈妈你不会的，你看你的还可以活一段时间。
And the son says, "No, no, no. You still have some time to live."
但是妈说，不要不要，你们不要出去，你们在家里陪陪我吧。
But the mother said, "No, don't go out. Stay here and with me."
所以他孩子就留在家里。
So the children stayed at home.
中午也给他煮了点面条吃。
Prepare some noodle for her lunch.
也吃得挺好。
And they had a good time.
到晚上又给他煮一点东西吃，他也吃得很好。
And they prepare also a very good dinner for her, and she ate very well.
等晚上十点钟了。
And about 10 o'clock at night.
这个儿子对他的太太说：“你看。”妈妈说今天要离开世界，你看已经十点钟了，再过一两个钟头就第二天就新年了吗？
So the son said to his wife, "See, my mother said he's going to depart the world today. Now 2 hours later is tomorrow."
到十点钟一过了。
And at 10 o'clock sharp.
他就听见他的母亲的喉咙里头咕噜一下。
and heard a little noise from the throat of his mother.
他们快点到病床上面去看他妈妈。
And they went to his mother's bed.
他妈妈已经是呼吸非常短促了。
And she was breathing a short breath.
他就跟他孩子说，儿子啊，你还没有信耶稣。
And she told her son, Son, you have not believed in Jesus yet.
我不太放心。
I am not, I still worry about you.
我死了以后，你一定要信耶稣。
When I die, you need to believe in Jesus.
他儿子就哭了说，妈妈，我会相信的。
And the son says, Mom, I will.
妈妈又对他说，
And mom said again,
你是大的儿子。
You are the eldest son.
你底下还有弟弟妹妹。
You have brothers and sisters.
我离开世界以后，你要照顾你的弟弟妹妹。
And you need to take care of them after I leave.
这个儿子说，妈妈我会的。
And the son says, Mom, I will.
只要我有吃的，他们一定也会有吃的。
As long as I have food on the table, they will also.
那么这个时候，他妈妈就指着他的弟弟说，意思就叫他给他唱一点诗歌。
And the mom pointed to his brother, asking him to sing some hymns for her.
因为他弟弟在这个聚会处聚会。
And because this brother was meeting at the Christian meeting place.
所以他就会唱诗歌。
And she, therefore, he could sing hymns.
所以这儿女就围在他的床边唱赞美诗给他听。
So they all gather around her bedside and sing hymns to her.
唱了两节诗歌以后。
And after two stanzas.
他们想停一停了。
And they wanted to stop for a little while.
但他妈妈还要他再唱下去。
But the mom wanted them to continue.
唱到第四节的时候。
And when they sang to the fourth stanza.
这个儿子抓住他妈妈手，觉得他妈妈手有点松了。
And as the hand, the mother's hand that was holding onto the son started to becoming loose.
他就在这个诗歌当中离开，安平安的离开世界的。
And mother departed while they were singing him peacefully.
一看的时间十点半。
And it was about 10:30 at night.
这天还没过去。
And this day has not passed yet.
基督徒他在死亡面前。他不觉得惧怕。
So a Christian is not fearful in the face of death.
在平安的中间离开了这个世界。
In peacefulness, this mother passed away.
因为他有个家，父的家，父亲的家为他预备。
Because she has a home of her father that was prepared for her.
地上的帐篷被拆毁了。
That this tent of this earthly world is being destroyed.
但是他得到一个永存的房屋。
But she has everlasting home.
他回到家中。
She returned home.
朋友。
And dear friends.
你知道你离开世界以后，你能不能回到父的家呢？
Are you able to return to the home of your father when you die?
主耶稣说。
And the Lord Jesus said.
我就是道路、真理、生命。
I am the way, the truth, the life.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one goes to the Father but through me.
回家的路就是借着我们的主耶稣基督。
The returning home is through Jesus.
他是神的儿子。
And because he is the Son of God.
2000年以前他来到这个世上。
And 2000 years ago he came to this world.
看到我们这些世上的人。
He saw we who were lost.
他心充满了爱。
That his heart was so filled with love.
为了我们被挂在十字架上。
He was crucified on the cross for us.
为什么？
Why is that?
难道他有罪吗？
Is it because he sinned?
他没有罪。
He was without sin.
他就是要拯救我们这些世上的人。
It was only because he wanted to save us who were lost.
只有借着他，我们才可以回到父的家中。
That only through him we can return to the home of our father.
在很早以在几十年以前
years ago
我离开北京我的家
I left Beijing my home
离开我的妻子跟我的女儿
left my wife my daughter
我一个人到青海去工作
I went to Qinghai province to work
三年多以后我才第一次回到家
and I returned home after 3 years for the first time
我的离开家的时候，我的大女儿还不到一岁。
And when I left home, my first born daughter was only, it's not even a year old yet.
我的二女儿在她母亲肚子里头还没有生下来。
And my second daughter was still in her mother's womb.
等到我回到家，这个二女儿已经两岁多了。
And when I returned home, my second daughter was already two.
所以三年多我才回来 第一次回家。
So I returned home after three some years for the first time.
从青海坐火车回到北京四十几个钟头。
I took the train from Qinghai to Beijing for about 40 hours.
坐的。就坐的 不是卧铺是坐的
I sat for 40 some hours、
啊、回到家两个脚都是肿的
And my feet were so swollen when I returned home
四十几个钟头很长很长吧
Because that was such a long time
但是我一想到我的家
But when I thought about my home
我回去可以看到我的妻子
That I can see my wife
我可以看到我的女儿
Can see my daughters
所以四十几个钟头很快就过去了。
So 40 some hours to me seemed nothing.
家好像这个距离就短了。
And it seems that such a short distance to home.
然后在北京住了一个多月以后，又要回到青海去了。
And after I stayed in Beijing for about a month, I need to depart again.
同样是这点路。
And it's the same journey.
好像很长很长啊。
Yet it seems so long.
真是舍不得离开家。
And it was so hard for me to leave.
我们是不是有这样情形呢？
And do you feel the same way?
你的地上有没有家？
You have a home in this world.
家对我说太过重要了。
And home is so important to me.
我一个人孤单在外头。
When I'm lonely outside.
回到家就有爱。
And when I return home, there's love.
回到家就温暖。
There's warmth.
回到家就不怕这些人给我的批评，这些压迫。
There was no fear from outward suppression.
后来过了六年以后。
And after 6 years.
我们分开了六年。
We were separated for about six years.
后来我的妻子带着女儿到青海来跟我们能够住在一起了。
And later on, my wife brought my daughter to come to Qinghai to live with me.
这是给我一个很大的安慰。
And that was a great comfort to me.
当我每天工作回到家以后。
And when I returned home after work every day.
我把门一关。
When I closed the door.
白天这些发生的事情一下子也都关在门外头了。
Everything that happened during the daytime is outside of that door.
家给我爱。
That the home provided love for me.
安全
provided security.
给我一切的供应
and all this supply.
这个地上的家
and that is a home on this earth.
但是我想
but I think
地上的家都不够完全的
and any home in this world is but imperfect.
再好的家也是有一些欠缺的地方
the greatest home still have its imperfections.
但是现在我更宝贵的就是天上的家
But I treasure the most is my home in heaven
父的家
My father's house
所以我就觉得我们每个朋友你都要回家
And therefore I feel that every friend you need to come home
天父正在等待你
Because your heavenly father is waiting for you
刚才我们唱的诗歌说
The hymn that we just sang
回家吧回家吧
Come home, come home
不要再流荡
No more to roam
回到父的家中
Coming back to the father of
我们好不好把刚才的诗歌再唱第一节
Can we sing stanza one of that hymn again?
第一节说我正流荡远离天父
Stanza one says I've wandered far away from God
现在要回家
Now I'm coming home
走过多长罪恶的道路
The paths of sin too long I've trod
主我要回家
Lord I am coming home
回家吧回家吧
Coming home coming home
不要再流荡
Never more to roam
慈爱膀臂向我伸张
Open wide thy arms of love
主我要回家
Lord I'm coming home
每个朋友你愿不愿意再回家
Every friend are you willing to come home
这歌来呼唤你回家
That this song is calling out to you
请你听到父的呼声
When you hear the cry, the call of a father
说主啊我要回家
Say Lord, I want to come home
我们一起来唱
Let's sing again
我从祷告
Let's bow our head and pray
当我们在走祷告以前
And before we pray
但愿这首诗歌呼召我们每个人你还没信主的 你要不要在今天就答应神的呼召。
May this song call out to our hearts and those who have not received the Lord that today you will answer His call.
主知道你的世界上这些难处。
The Lord knows about your troubles in this world.
主也知道你的力量何等的软弱。
The Lord knows that you're weak.
很多事情你没办法面对。
There are so many things that you cannot face.
很多愁苦你没办法向人诉说。
There are so many sorrows that you cannot tell.
但是神对你说回家吧。
But God says to you, come home.
不要自己承担这些担子了。
Don't try to bear all the burden by yourself.
慈爱膀臂向你伸张。
Because open wide is the loving arms of the Father.
你跟主说，主，我要回家。
Just tell the Lord, Lord, I want to come home.
不知道我们在中间的朋友。
I don't know that those friends among us.
是不是你愿意来答应神的呼召的？
Are you willing to answer the call of the Father?
有没有你愿意接受神的爱的？
Anyone who is willing to accept the love of Father,
愿意说我来回家,
that you're willing to say, I want to come home.
来接受耶稣做你的救主。
I want to receive Jesus as my Savior.
如果有的话，请你把手举起来。
If there's such a friend, please raise your hand.
我可以为你祷告。
感
谢主放下来。
Thank God.
感谢主放下来。还有哪？感谢主放下，我看见了。
Anyone else?
还有哪一位？感谢主放下来。
Thank you.
好，这今天是你在神面前表示。这是你一生中间一个最大的一个决定。
It is the greatest decision of your life.
你跟神说。
You tell God.
我要回家。
God, I want to come home.
我真需要你。
I need you.
还有哪一位？
Anyone else?
再有这个机会。
I give you another opportunity.
啊，让你在今天的神的面前有这样的一个选择。
That today before God you can make such decision.
当你回到父的家中。
When you come back to the house of God.
你就会发现你所得到的是何等的恩典。
You will realize what a great grace you have
received. 神正在寻找你。
God is seeking you.
神的爱向你展开。
God's love is manifested to you.
还有哪一位愿意的？
Anyone else who is willing?
你可以举手，我为你祷告。
Raise your hand, I'll pray for you.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
啊，如果刚才你愿意接受主的，或者你也愿意，但是你没有表示的，让我跟你们一块祷告。我祷告一句，好不好？请你跟着我祷告一句。
Whether you raise your hand or not, or if you're willing in your heart, just pray with me.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我感谢你。
Dear Father, I thank you.
我过去不认识你。
In the past, I did not know you.
我不知道人是从哪里来的。
I did not know where man came from.
我不知道人活着为什么。
I did not know why man live.
我更不知道人活死了以后到什么地方去。
I don't know where we go after we depart the world.
主啊，今天我感谢你。
Lord, today I thank you.
因为你让我们回到你的家中。
Because you have allowed us to come home.
现在我们就可以回家。
That right now I can come home.
主耶稣，我相信你。
Lord Jesus, I believe you.
求你收纳我。
And please receive me.
求你用你的血洗净我的罪。
Please cleanse my sin with your blood.
让我今天就成为神的儿女。
That today I can be a child of God.
主耶稣，我感谢你。
Lord Jesus, I thank you.
我这样祷告，奉耶稣的名。
I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们继续祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，因为你爱我们每一个人。
Lord Jesus, we thank you because you love each one of us.
虽然我们不认识你，
even though we do not know you,
但是你已经早早地认识我们。
But you have known us long ago.
我们有时候有些痛苦，有些愁苦，不知道怎么说。
Sometimes we cannot speak of our sorrows.
但是你一直在寻找我们。
But you continue to seek us.
所以我们同心合意，把我们的朋友都交在主的手中。
So in one accord, we entrust our friends to you.
但愿他们都能得着像我们基督徒得到的一切的福分。
We pray that they may receive all the blessings that's prepared for the Christians.
让他们都回到你的家中。
That they can all return home.
主啊，求你祝福他们。
Lord bless them.
带领他们前面的路。
Lead them and guide them.
让他跟他的一家都蒙主的恩典。
That they and their household will be blessed by you.
感谢你。
We thank you.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.